At the height of the pandemic, world leaders proposed a bold idea, a pandemic treaty that would obligate countries to better prevent future health emergencies like COVID. The deadline for such an accord is next spring, but negotiations have bogged down. With the UN gathering this week in New York, NPR's Ari Daniel has the latest.
At the beginning, everything seemed possible.
Early drafts of the pandemic treaty were really transformational.
Lawrence Gostin is a professor of global health law at Georgetown University and is involved with the drafting of the treaty.
We were going to try to work on things like deforestation and preventing spillover from an animal to a human that appeared to occur in Wuhan. There were mechanisms for funding.
But as time went on,
political will faded, memories faded.
Negotiations have seized up around a series of issues. How would such a treaty be enforced and financed? And there's a gulf between countries in the global north who want to hold on to the intellectual property to create and sell vaccines and diagnostics and medicines, and countries in the global south who say that in times of crisis, that technology should be shared.
The question is, do you profit from it until the end, or is there a moral right to allow other people access to it so that they can save human life?
Dr. Githinji Gitahi is CEO of Africa's largest health and development NGO, AMREF Health Africa, and he's expecting a real fight over the question of intellectual property.
It was a fight during COVID. They refused and people are dying. You see, right now we are discussing without a crisis, so it's unlikely that anyone will give in.
So with the treaty sputtering, eyes turned to this week's UN General Assembly. Yesterday, world leaders adopted a political declaration recognizing the need for nations to work together to prevent and respond to future pandemics. It's intended to jumpstart treaty negotiations. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is Director General of the World Health Organization.
The declaration is a strong signal from countries that they are committed to learning the lessons of the COVID-19 pandemic and to strengthening the world's defenses against pandemics.
But Githinji Gitahi says it's purely aspirational without any clear commitments or calls for real accountability.
I am concerned that we will not have a bold pandemic treaty, and then in the next pandemic, whatever we had in COVID will be repeated word for word.
Lawrence Gostin is worried, too, that the window of creating a meaningful treaty is rapidly closing. And he says that we could be squandering the most important moment for global health security since the founding of the WHO in 1948.
After all of the suffering of COVID-19, all of the loss of life, now is our one shot to do something that really can make the world a little bit safer, a little bit more secure and fairer.
The declaration may not be perfect, but the WHO's Mike Ryan likens it to a New Year's resolution. In this case, a kind of promise to take action.
The declaration itself won't solve anything. It's a piece of paper. But sometimes in life, just sometimes, you make that promise and you keep it. And we owe it to the people of the world to keep that promise.
Ari Daniel, NPR News.